Good morning and welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Good to have you here on this Tuesday morning. Well, Spider-Man coming out this weekend. Lots of talk and excitement, of course, around superheroes. And we've got a topic here that we thought would be a great one to bring to the show. A homegrown superhero, if you will. I mean, I don't think you usually will think of Saskatchewan as the birthplace of superheroes, but maybe we should. 10 years ago, rural Saskatchewan teacher Jeff Burton created Aurora Man, a superhero who got his powers from a meteor shower and spends time protecting the prairies. What started as literally a passion project has grown into 15 comic books, school visits across the province, convention appearances, and an entire family of creators, which I think is such a brilliant part of this story. I'm happy to welcome in studio the creator of Aurora Man, Jeff Burton.
Well, it's great to be here, Evan.
Hey,
thanks for having me.
Good to have you. So how does this happen? Like school teacher and comic book author, how do those two things go hand in hand?
Well, I mean, the comic book thing came first. I'm a diehard comic book geek, born and bred. Huh. And yeah, it fits teaching very well,
sure.
Actually.
So I always imagine there's a lot of parallels. Like, were you that kid that was doing that kind of stuff as a kid? You were into comics?
Yep.
Were you writing your own stuff?
I did. Like, I had comics and toys, so I'd write stories, I'd create stories, and then act them out with my action figures and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I just kept on going with that, or straight into my adulthood.
So. The books are incredible. The comics are incredible. Maybe let's back this up a little bit, because people are just hearing about Aurora Man, perhaps, for the first time. So, who is he? How did a Saskatchewan teacher end up creating a prairie superhero?
Well, Aurora Man is a high school teacher and a father of five. And one night he finds a cosmic powered staff in a meteor shower and decides to become the superpower of the prairies. As a diehard comic fan, I found myself before creating Aurora Man kind of falling out of modern comics. Mm-hmm. I didn't like the tone that they took, hyper-realism and stuff like that. Comics was meant to be an escape for me, so mm-hmm. I didn't like to see all the grim and gritty of the world reflected back at me in my entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
So I started digging into the past of Canadian comic books and the rich history that there was in that. And along the way, I met some people and made some friends, and next thing you know, we created a Saskatchewan superhero.
I mean, you're like, the adventures of Aurora Man are like other superhero stories. He's got an everyday side to him.
Yes, definitely.
Correct?
Yeah.
School teacher. Like,
yeah, exactly. And we make sure we portray that. Like, we see his family, we see him in the classroom, we see that kind of stuff in there.
Right.
So he is very much a regular guy, an everyday guy, and we see that aspect in the stories.
So did you ever think, like, when you think back to that first one that you did you think this is going to be a series, this is going to be a lifelong passion, this is going to be something my family's going to get involved in?
Well, I mean, I hoped my family was going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, they're family-friendly, kid-friendly stuff,
mm-hmm.
Because I wanted to share that with my kids. They saw me creating it and stuff, so I wanted them to be able to read it. But I remember when we kicked off the very first issue, I said to the friend of mine, one of the friends that was helping me with this, I said, well, here we go. I mean, I know I love it and I know you love it. We might be the only ones. I don't know. I really didn't know what to expect mm-hmm. with it. He had a lot more faith in it, but he'd also been doing comics for a couple years more than me already. Mm-hmm. So
can you talk about the influence that readers of these comics might see that is Saskatchewan?
Well, you'll definitely see it in a lot of, like, the landscape and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Recognizable landmarks. If I set my stories in certain communities or around certain communities, there will definitely be parts that you see stand out.
Right, right.
And stuff like that. It's too easy to do that. Being that it's set in my hometown of Humboldt, you know, representation, familiar landmarks, the Broncos, stuff like that shows up in there. We'll see him. I actually had a story that took place here in Regina at a Rough Rider game and stuff like that. So again, things that are going to be inherently Saskatchewan. I mean,
right.
one of his villains is a living wheat monster. So, I mean, you don't get more prairies than that.
Jeff Burton is my guest. He's the writer and creator of Aurora Man, a real life superhero that is, of course, featured in the adventures of Aurora Man. 15, right?
Am I
right?
Yep. 15? Issue 15 came out this year. That's our 10th anniversary issue.
So do you write the stories? I mean, you are the concept behind this. You have an illustrator you work with?
I work with illustrators from all around Canada. As I have a handful from Saskatchewan primarily. And then anywhere else across the country, I've been working with them.
So. I love that we have this kind of homegrown talent in the province. And I'm talking about you, too. I mean, I think this is fascinating. Can you talk about what the feedback has been like, not just in the straight boundaries of Saskatchewan, but outside?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, I figured, okay, Saskatchewan, this should probably, you know, as long as it hits after the first few issues, I was like, okay, you know, obviously people are enjoying this. But when I started shipping issues into Europe, like into the States, I had a fan base in the States, which was great. But then I get into Europe and I'm shipping to, you know, Germany and France. And then what really hit me was when I started shipping to like Japan and Australia and the Philippines and stuff like that. And then I'm like, oh, this is like got some legs to it. I have shipped comics to basically every continent in the world right now.
What do you think the success is to a successful comic series? Like what do you have? And I'm projecting continued success, but what is it that readers want that keeps them coming back for that next edition?
I think it's relatable, right? Like they can see that, you know, Aurora Man is a good guy who does good just because it is, you know, what you should be doing, and it's fun. That's the big part that I really strive for. Fun stuff. Is he perfect? No. Is he like the all powerful? He's not Superman. He's not going to, you know, get it right the first time all the time, but he's also not going to give up. And he'll go through that process where he's like, you know what? So I didn't get this right this time. What can I do to keep getting it right?
Right.
And I just, you know, I keep his cast is colorful and fun as well. So again, not treading on the grim and gritty that we see in a lot of modern comics, but just fun and fantastic. So
I'm going to ask you a question that might be offside.
No, it's all good.
Are you Aurora Man? You look like he looks like you.
There is some very, very bold takes when we created Aurora Man, and I say we because I did have a couple of friends. They were very insistent that, you know, because we were making him a teacher, that there was a certain human-esque quality. They didn't want the super ripped six-pack muscular. They're like, let's go the dad bod route and stuff like that. So I became the template for it, which was great because it made it really easy to costume as Aurora Man everywhere I go.
Of course. Well, it's a brilliant series. Jeff Burton is my guest, writer and creator of Aurora Man, 15 comic books, school visits across the province, convention appearances. But I want to talk a bit about your family because I was doing some online digging last night, getting ready for this interview. You have had your wife as a narrator.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yeah, 100%. Our audio comics that we do, which I'm working on our newest episode right now, she does all the narration for it as well as some character voices.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. So talk about your kids because I know they're involved as well.
Yeah. So I have five kids. Right now, the biggest involvement, my oldest son, he did some voices in our audio comics as well, and he likes to feed ideas into things and stuff, and as well as our youngest son. But the triplets right now are the big ones. They're the ones in the
triplets.
Middle. Yes, I have triplets in the middle of the five.
Aurora Man's been busy.
Yes, definitely a busy guy. They're the biggest ones right now that are heavily involved. The oldest of them, Abigail, just launched her own comic series this year with issue number one. Super proud of that.
Wow. What's it called?
It's called Supernova.
Love it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. She's way more funny in her writing than I am.
That's
a better sense
feel
of
good,
humor.
Jeff. Oh, it like does. That you clearly you've inspired her.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, no, it is great. The middle triplet, Kira, is a very artistic one, hands-on drawing and stuff like that. So she's actually joined me 5 years ago. She wrote a story all of her own that we published in issue number 9 of Aurora Man, and she's written a couple other short ones since then, and she does lots of artwork. And she appears with me at conventions doing sketch cards and stuff like that. And then the youngest triplet, Dylan, she is writing and illustrating her own comic series. So this year we kind of formed our own studio. So after 10 years of just doing this under my own Mini Jeff Productions, we created a Tales from the Water Tower Studios, where all of our publications are going to be housed under the same banner.
That's such a cool thing. So where can people get these, by the way?
Well, we have them throughout. Comic book stores are a little hit and miss on how their inventory is and stuff. But comic book stores here in Regina have carried them. And Amazon.ca carries them as well. So right. You can order them directly from there. Or you just find my email on auroraman.ca and you can order them directly from me.
What is it about superheroes, do you think, Jeff? Because I mean, I feel like we all have our own journey with them. Like mine might be different than yours, but it doesn't mean I didn't watch Batman growing up, or I didn't watch Spider-Man on Saturday mornings.
See,
or whatever.
And that's what I grew up on was that stuff too. Like the old Batman and the old Spider-Man, stuff like that. There's a connection point there. And I think part of that is that escapism, right?
Yeah, I like the way you put that.
We look outside the window. We see a lot going on in the world. And sometimes we feel powerless to do anything about it. But we have these stories that are being put out there by amazing creators that give us hope and inspire us to, you know, take whatever steps we can do to see the world in a bit better light and do our part to make it that way.
Who's your favorite superhero other than Aurora Man?
Other than Aurora Man? Well, you mentioned before that I have a bit of a busy life. There's a Marvel character called Multiple Man who can create duplicates of himself. I need to be in more places than I am at once sometimes. So I definitely could use more hands on.
Right. What about in the industry? Like, you know, there's some comic book greats out there. Any inspirations for you?
Well, there's tons of them. I mean, we go right back to like Richard Comley, the creator of Captain Canuck, who did exactly what I'm doing. Homegrown. He beat the pavement. He traveled all across Canada selling that. That's a big one for me, just because he's doing what I didn't, or he did what I'm doing. He paved the way to be able for me to be able to do this kind of stuff. Artists like Tom Grummet from Saskatoon, amazing, phenomenally talented person, but the nicest person I've ever met. I'm very privileged to call him and his wife friends now and stuff. But it changes so much. A writer out of the States, he's actually British, but James Robinson created a character named Starman. Him and his artist Tony Harris, my absolute favorites, my go-to. In all my years, I mean, that series has been done for over 20 years and I still go back and reread it. Similar kind of thing. Starman's just kind of an everyday guy. His powers come externally, not internally. But he does good because inherently he is good.
So. Mm-hmm. We're chatting today with Jeff Burton, who is a writer and creator of Aurora Man, The Adventures of Aurora Man. You can find him on Facebook, by the way, Aurora Man Comic. Is that right?
Yep, that's
Your Facebook page. You know, I'm curious at what point, because you are seeing success. You've talked about your shipping globally. At what point do you start thinking about merch, or do you already have some?
I do have some. Like we do apparel through a website called TeePublic. And I've just started branching off into some other stuff, keychains, trinkets, things like that. It's an interesting thing. Again, in today's economy, some of that is a little bit tougher to gauge and figure out and stuff. But I've always been stickers is a big one for me. We do lots of stickers. We do trading cards and stuff. Just kind of offshooting, branching out, seeing what is available in economic standpoints. I mean, my fans are of all ages. But it's really nice when kids come to conventions that they can walk away with something other than just the comic book and stuff. So.
What's your forward-looking vision for whether it's Aurora Man or just for your ventures into this area?
I'm just going to keep going as long as I'm having fun doing it. You know, if it ever gets to a point where it seems like it's more of a grind than it is fun, then maybe I need to step back and slow down a little bit and take a little breather.
It's good philosophy for sure. This has been a great chat, Jeff. Again, where can we find your comics?
If you hit up Amazon.ca, look for The Adventures of Aurora Man. You'll find all of our books on there, right from the very beginning up to the most current. So,
and if you have a favorite local comic shop, you can ask there. And if they don't have it, encourage them to get it in.
Exactly. That's right. Hit up your shops. And if they don't have it, they can get a hold of me and we can make that happen.
Sure. That's good. Well, this has been a great chat. I'm so proud that we have someone in our province like you doing this
work.
Well,
thank you.
It's outstanding. Thanks so much for coming in.
Hey, no problem. I appreciate it.
And my encouragement, if you've got a comic lover in your life, is how about this? How about get them on the series? There's 15 different editions of it. What a great stocking stuffer. You can plan now for Christmas. I'm all in. Aurora Man. Love it. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.